So we are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 12, and we are up to the final part of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi says, V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. All of your deeds should be for the sake of heaven. So what does this mean? So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he says, Afilu dvarim shal reshus, kimo achila, v'ashtia, v'yeshiva, v'akima, v'alicha, v'ashchiva, v'atashmish, v'asicha, v'chol tzarech e'gufcha, yukulam la'avodas ha'boracha, ol ledavar agarim avodaso. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, what is this referring to? What does he mean? It says, all of your actions, right? All of your actions should be for the sake of heaven. It means even those things that are not necessarily what we'll call dvarim shebekdusha. See, even those very things which in and of themselves may not be active forms of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one should make sure to transform them into acts of service of the Ribono Shel Olam. Everything should become a form of Avodas Hashem. Even what he calls the Divrei Rishos, even the quote-unquote optional items. He gives examples of this. So again, in his list of things is eating and drinking and sitting and standing and walking and sleeping and intimacy and conversation and all your physical needs. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah goes through actually this lesson. It's actually incredible. He says, "Achilu ushtia ketzad." How can you make eating and drinking into a holy endeavor? Of course, it goes without saying you can't eat forbidden items, but rather even when you're eating permitted items, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Im lahanas gufo asa in ze meshubach." When you eat, why are you eating? If I'm just eating to satisfy a physical urge, then by definition, I'm just engaging in a physical, mundane act with absolutely no component or no identity of kedusha. So when a person eats, writes Rabbeinu Yonah, why am I eating? I'm eating so that my body should have strength, vitality, and vigor so that I am able to properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how I take eating and drinking and I turn it into l'shem shamayim. He goes on, yeshiva v'akima v'alicha kit. So what does it mean, sitting and standing and walking? So it goes without saying that Rabbeinu Yonah says, don't sit with the wrong people, right? And don't go ahead and move yourself, and right, don't travel, or don't align yourself with the wrong people, but rather again, when you're sitting, and when you get up, and when you walk, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you doing the things that you do? Essentially, what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is everything you do in life should try to serve some higher purpose. Shchiva, when you go to sleep, why is a person sleeping? So what is that? I love to sleep. Some people really love to sleep. They just enjoy sleeping, right? For a variety of different reasons. Maybe they're not maximizing their life. So sleep is a nice escape from the non-maximization of their waking hours. Chas v'shalom. But sometimes people just like to say, I'm tired. It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. So don't sleep because it's enjoyable, but rather, why should a Jew sleep? Why should a person sleep? Because this way, if I'm more well-rested, I'm able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more dramatic fashion, right? Intimacy. Intimacy could be something that just satisfies a lust or a want or an urge. But at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, why should a person go ahead and engage in intimacy? So of course, there's procreation. But more than that, there's a biblical obligation that a husband has towards his wife to provide her with physical intimacy, right? And at the end of the day, what I'm doing is I'm fulfilling an obligation. Now, not to mean that intimacy should be approached as an obligation, chas v'shalom, because that could fundamentally erode intimacy within a marriage. But the idea is that I'm not just doing it to satisfy my own lust, to satisfy my own urge. I'm doing this for the other. There's a benefit to the other. There's a relationship that is built as a result, and that relationship ultimately, again, helps husband and wife to not only have a better marriage, but Emir Hashem to become better Jews and to become a more cohesive unit as well. So that Rabbeinu Yonah goes, so again, he goes, I'm sorry. So that's the end. He says, Sicha, what does it mean, for example, with conversation? He says, it goes without saying that you can't engage in Lashon Hara or speak negative speech, but rather, again, at the end of the day, before I speak, I'm about to say something. Is this word, is this sentence, is this story going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Weigh every word and weigh every conversation through that lens or with that scale. And by definition, that'll prevent me from doing things that may not be usur. It goes without saying, I can't do things that are usur, but there are so many things that may be technically mutter, but I shouldn't be doing them because they're not helpful, they're not healthy, and they don't service my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi essentially tells us at the end of this Mishnah, V'chol ma'asecha, You, l'shem shamayim, make sure all of your actions are for the sake of heaven. Essentially, there are two different categories of behavior. There are overtly spiritual behaviors, which obviously those are done for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's a whole bunch of other behaviors which are physical in nature. And it's so easy to allow those physical things in life to become mundane and unholy, even if they're not forbidden. Rabbi Yossi says, try to find the element of Kiddusha in every single thing that you do. And if you do this, then you're able to transform even the most basic physical mundane act into a form of the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll stop over here, Chevra, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.